السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Yesterday we were discussing with regards to housework, right? We were discussing with regards to the difference of a girl's or you know a lady's life in her parents' home and now when she goes to her in-laws' home. Right, the difference between the two, and also we have now come to household chores. Right, so we mentioned yesterday that the first test of a woman's ability in her in-laws' home will be to see whether she copes with housework. It will also be seen whether you can run a home, whether you can keep your home clean, whether you can entertain guests, and whether you behave well with relatives. If you are found lacking in any of these fields, it will be said that you know nothing. Right? As I said to you, you can have certificates. You can know flower arranging. You can know how to sew. You can know a lot of other things. You can be an artist. Right? But if you don't know these basic things, they say, ke avartini. I said, this one knows nothing. She knows absolutely nothing. Today there is someone to correct you. Afterwards, there will be none to advise you. You see, while you're in your parents' home, your parents will take the time out to correct you. When you go to your in-laws' home, see, your parents will correct you, they'll advise you. They shout you also, but they shout you to advise you, to rectify you. When you go into your in-laws' home and then you start making these type of mistakes, then you will be taunted, then you will be reprimanded, then you will, you know, sometimes you will even be insulted. Right? If you do nothing today, how will you be able to cope then? Even if you manage to cope then, it will be extremely difficult without today's training. If you are accustomed to being lazy, others will look down on you. How then can you expect respect? How can you then be happy? I therefore have the desire that today you acquire the skills and expertise that will be a shield against future difficulties and which will navigate you through troubled waters. You will be mistaken to behave proudly and say that you know everything, and you will be able to manage by yourself. You should not rest assured merely because you can cook a few dishes, can stitch on a button, can decorate a few things, can recite the Quran, or have read a few books. You will then be no better than a person who spent the entire night reading the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and Hazrat Zulaykha, and cannot even say the following morning whether Yusuf was a man or a woman. Person whole night read the story, the next day the person doesn't even know whether Yusuf was the man or Yusuf was the lady. So of what benefit was that reading? It is therefore necessary that notwithstanding the tediousness of any task, you should never leave it incomplete. You also have to develop the ability to complete your tasks without any assistance. You see, don't keep running to mummy. Don't keep running to mummy. Oh, but mummy, how you do this? Oh, mummy, how you do that? All the time running to mummy with a fed up tone. Right? Then mummy will say, right, just leave it one side, I'll come sort it out. Right? You need to think that, you know what, tomorrow mummy is not going to be here. Yes, if you're 12 years old, you're 13 years old, no problem, run to mummy. That's the time to run to mummy. But now when you're 16, you're 17, right? Now you're supposed to be able to complete these tasks on your own. If you are told, right, you know what, make chicken curry and rice, you must be able to do it yourself. You don't have to keep running to mummy. Open your recipe book. You're not sure about something, open your recipe book. Right? If you just need reassurance, then you go to mummy. Mummy, I put the rice like this, I did that. It's supposed to stay for 15 minutes, isn't it? Right. So now your mother knows that, you know what, you're talking the language of the kitchen, you understand what you're doing, so she'll just tell you, yeah, no, but you, 10 minutes is also fine also, after 10 minutes you can switch it off. Right. But if you, mommy, how you do this now? Mommy, how you do that now? Then what the mother, she'll say, hey, just now this one is going to spoil the whole curry. Right? Plus she's sounding so frustrated and fed up and everything already. Alright, but you just leave it one side, I'm coming just now. Then you very happy, you go sit down with your book, mother will come and finish the curry. No, it mustn't work that way. When you 16, 17, now you must be able to complete your tasks. If your mother tells you, right, but you make the grocery list, we're going shopping, make the grocery list, you must be able to make it. You must know exactly what the different spices are called. You must know exactly what is needed. Normally we need baked beans, we need this in the cupboard, we need that in the cupboard. For baking we need this, we need that. You must know these things by now. Because when you're 16, 17, I mean, at any time a proposal can come for you, you can get married. Right? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that as soon as the match is found, a good match is found, then don't delay. Right? So if a match is found, within a week you can be married, within 2 weeks you can be married. Then where are you going to call for mummy now? So you must be able to complete tasks. From now you must be able to complete your tasks. Right? You should do things with such rapture and competence that the men of the house are left gaping. Continue your housework together with tending to the children and bringing them up properly. It should never be that a single problem should cause you 100 other problems, or that a single need should cause you to forget 100 others. Right? Be cognizant of everything and never sway to extremes. Be moderate in all that you do. When you keep these things in mind, you will be able to correct matters whether they are done mistakenly or purposely. You know, the generation, maybe two generations before you, right? You looked at those ladies, even though they had a baby, right? Even though they had a baby, they'll have the baby in one hand. They'll be stirring the pot with the other hand. If the phone rings, they will see to the phone. The other child needs something else, they will see to the other child. Today's girls are so weak, mentally weak, physically weak, spiritually weak. One baby, finished. Now they can't do anything else now. Nothing else they can do. They can't cook, they can't clean, they can't see to the other child, nothing. You know, it's so sad. It's so sad. Today's girls, they're telling their husbands, we got the baby now, I think we need to start sharing the cooking. No, I mean, the kitchen is the woman's domain. Nobody is saying that it's prohibited for the man to cook. Right? But, I mean, where's the woman's dignity that she's telling her husband that I think we need to share the cooking now because the baby came? Yes, if the husband on his own accord, he comes forward and he assists, he helps, that's a different issue. But for a lady to tell her husband that, I think now we need to start sharing the cooking. No. A lady was a person who ran her home efficiently. She ran her home efficiently. You see, when the lady runs her home like that, then 9 out of 10 times, the husband himself will see that, hey, you know what, look at my wife, man. She's working so hard, she doesn't ever complain. Now he himself, he'll come forward to assist. Or he'll employ additional help. Or he'll tell his wife that, see, you know what, don't buy onions in the sack now. I'm going to go certain shop, they cut the onions up. I will buy for you chopped onions or sliced onions, so you don't have to do that. Then don't worry about crushing the, grating the tomatoes. I'll buy for you tomato puree. Don't worry about cutting the potato for chips. I will buy cut chips. Right? So he will see how to make it easier for his wife. But when the wife will nag, and the wife will complain, right? Then the husband also gets stubborn. He gets stubborn. Right? So a lady mustn't, now, you know, if she's doing one thing, she got one baby in her hand, now finish, she can't do anything else. No, she must carry on her work. Read her Tasbih Fatimi morning and evening. Make dua to Allah Pak. Read Salatul Hajat. Ask Allah Pak for assistance. Ask Allah Pak for help. Then you will see Allah will send the Malaika to help that woman. Her tasks will get done so easily that she won't even understand, she won't even know. She herself will be surprised that how did all this work manage to get done? Allah Pak will assist her in her work. But that woman who is going to turn to people, all the time asking people to do this for me, do that for me, then she will be left to her own affairs. She will have to sort it out. People will have to help her. And you know, people are not the best ones to turn to. They help you one time, two times, after that they talk behind your back. Rather turn to Allah. Do your chores, but turn to Allah. Allah will make it simple. Regard your friends as friends and enemies as enemies. Think before doing anything and you will save yourself and others from harm and inconvenience. Always think. You know the tongue causes a lot of problems. You know, the other day, I'm not telling you no names, but I'm just teaching you how the tongue can cause a problem, right? There was a newly wed couple, right? Newly wed couple. Now, the wife was talking to one of the sister-in-laws, and in a joke she said something. She said something in a joking way. Right? Now the sister-in-law goes and tells the husband, how could your wife say a thing like this? Now it's taken in a different light, in a different context. And now the whole thing becomes like a big family feud, a big family problem. So our tongue, we must think before we speak. Is it necessary for me to say this? If it's not necessary for me to say it, let me rather just keep quiet. It's not necessary for me to say it, keep quiet. Why must I say it? So, khair. This will also avert squabbles and disputes. If you behave in this manner, people will overlook your errors, because when a sensible and careful person slips up, people are forgiving. On the other hand, people mock a fool, even when he makes sense. You know, a clown, even if he's doing something right also, people laugh. Because they're used to laughing at him, you know. But a sensible person, who's normally doing everything right, if that person makes a mistake, it's overlooked. They say, he made a mistake today, it's fine. It's overlooked, right? Remember that all the good of this world and the hereafter can be acquired by utilizing one's intelligence correctly. Intelligence and modesty are two invaluable gems, because modesty saves people from evil. I shall begin with mentioning those factors that will prove to be guiding lights for the future. So the first point that is being explained here is how to live in your parents' home. Because all you girls are still in your parents' home, right? So how to live in your parents' home before even getting married? How must live in your parents' home? Serve your parents with heart and soul, and never cause them any grief. Have their meals ready on time as they prefer it. Especially at this age, if you start in your parents' home, it will be easy for you tomorrow. Today's girls, no, I'm studying. I'm very, very busy, I'm studying.
The parents must be still serving them. They come in the house, 18-year-old girl, 19. Mommy, food is ready. No. At that age, you are 18 years old. The household should be asking you, is the food ready? You are the big daughter in the house. You must go in the kitchen. You don't ask your mommy, mommy, is food ready? No, you go in the kitchen. Go and check. If nothing is cooked, mommy, can I whip up something quickly? And then you get it ready. Right? Listen attentively for what they say. Listen attentively to what they say. And dutifully carry out their instructions. Never disturb them when they are busy. And have things done as they are accustomed to doing it. This is another thing. You see the girls when you are growing up, right? When you are around this age. Now you start developing your own personality. Right? You want to start doing things your way. Right? Now you must remember you are in your parents' home. You are in your parents' home. Your mother finish make the mistakes that you are wanting to make. Your mother already knows, because she too was young one day, right? So learn from her experience. Learn from her experience. Enrich yourself with her experience. Do things the way she does it. Don't think you know too much. Right? You're still learning. You haven't seen as many sunrises as your mother and your grandmother. Right? So you just learned now one, two recipes, you learned one, two things, and all of a sudden you became so confident, big cook in the house, and you want to do things your way. No. You must do things the way your mother teaches you how to do it. Do it that way. Yes, there may be certain things that you have picked up along the way, which you can share with your mother. If she is happy with it, implement it. If she's not happy with it, do it your mother's way. Tomorrow when you got your own kitchen, then you do it your way. But for now, do it your mother's way. Right? Arrange their clothing. Okay. Never nag and never demand. Now, if you develop these qualities from now, you won't do it after you get married. Arrange their clothing in an orderly fashion and always put soap, towels, etc. in their place. Keep their home clean. So this is what a daughter is supposed to be doing in the house. Wake up early in the mornings. Now, what is the average South African house where there is a big daughter? Go to the house and see. You'll enter the house, go to visit. The ladies will ask, so where's your daughter? Oh no, she's studying. Can you please tell your children to be a bit quiet? My daughter is studying for matric. You know, we mustn't disturb her. The daughter won't even come out to make salam. In fact, she'd have one big sign there on her door. Do not enter, do not disturb. She just sleeps when she needs to sleep. She studies when she... Nobody must trouble her. Maybe her food also goes to the room for her. Because she's very busy. Very busy. She's becoming a lawyer. She's becoming a doctor. She's very busy. After she gets married, now she doesn't even know these basics. How to fry one egg, she doesn't know. In the morning, she leaves home early because she has to go to the courthouse. Husband leaves home early because he has to go to the hospital. The only day they together at home is Sunday morning. Now what to do? Now let's go wumpy for breakfast. Because what the wife knows about making an egg? So let's go wumpy for breakfast. So wake up early in the mornings. Quickly fulfill your needs and perform your Fajr Salah. Recite the Quran Sharif, perform Ishraq Salah, and then begin your work, bearing in mind that you should be ready to serve them at any time. Apologize and seek forgiveness when they become angry with you, and never try to confuse them. Don't try to confuse your parents. Never even say oof to them in protest. In other words, don't, you know, show your attitude and all that at home. Even if you're fed up, you're frustrated about something, keep it to yourself. plaster a smile on your face. Never be ungrateful to them and always remember their favors to you. If you do them a good turn, never remind them about it. Ah, but mommy, yesterday I did this, I did that, I did that. You know, mothers, they'll keep telling their daughters. You know, the problem with you is you're too lazy. But they don't mean it. They love their daughters. But they'll tell their daughters like that. You can't do one thing. One thing I tell you to do, you sit here with a balloon face. Mothers say like that. The daughter must take it with a pinch of salt and carry on. Right? But now to start keeping count, making hisab. But mummy, yesterday I did this, day before yesterday I did that. How can you say I did nothing? Are, if your mother has to start counting how many times she changed your smelly diaper, will you be able to repay her? If she just counts that, if she just has to recount the pain she had to undergo for you to come in the dunya, can you repay that? So where can we ever think that I did this work and I did that work? Right? Do everything by yourself and always put your stationery, clothing and other things away. If you do all of this, I can truly say that you know something. If not, you should never think that you are capable. Dear daughters, remember that if your faults are not ironed out early, they will soon show their colors. Bad character, insolence, immoral behavior, stinginess, pride and stubbornness are such evils that you may be unaware of and which your parents may brush aside, attributing them to your young age. They may turn a blind eye to these traits, thinking that they will disappear by themselves. However, these traits will only thrive with age and prove to be your downfall. They will then only be identified and corrected when they cause one to stumble and fall. Then you'll have to sit in the Jamiat office with your husband airing all your dirty laundry. That Morana, she's like this, she's so lazy, she can't even wake up and give me a cup of tea, the house be so filthy. Now you'll have to sit in front of a panel of Moli Sahabs and your husband will be airing all your dirty laundry there. So what's better? Rather your parents point things out to you. Your parents will not expose your faults to others. They will shout you, they'll tell you one, two things, but they won't disgrace their children to somebody else. Right? The mother will shout you, but she won't go in the whole town and say, yeah, you know my daughter, she's like this. No, she won't do that. Right? So rather let take your the knocks from your mother. Let your mother iron you out properly. Right? Then tomorrow when you go out there in the world, your in-laws, wherever, then you won't have any embarrassment coming to yourself. An intelligent person is one who employs evasive measures long before the floods come. In time, your intelligence will show you the road. Modesty will save you from evil, and Allah Ta'ala will ease the difficulties that are headed your way. This world is fueled by intelligence, and the person whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with the most intelligence shall be able to manage affairs most wisely. The stability of every structure pivots on the amount of intelligence employed. Always remember that. Think. Think. Before you do something, think. Before you say something, think. Before you react to something, think. What's the correct thing to do in this situation? Should I do this? Do I have to do this? Always think. You will save yourself from a lot of problems. Right? So this was a few advices with regards to how to live in your parents' home. Inshallah, tomorrow we will start a discussion on the manner of living with one's husband. khair. We'll stop here for now. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.